is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is September 17th, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door episode number 229, September 17th. Never forget. Never forget.
What happened on September 17th?
You already forgot? Oh my God.
God damn it. All right, I quit. Bye.
I got a question for you guys. You have children. What?
Yep.
If you said, my child does this really well or really enjoys doing this as best he can and finds great fulfillment out of it, not a prodigy, but like my child does this and seems exceptionally or more advanced than most children his age or just like something he really like or he really likes to do, what would you say? What would you give your child his dues for? Trying to think of a good example.
Does whining count? Because my kid whines.
Okay, sure. If that's what you want to give him, if that's the dues you want to give him.
I don't want to give him it.
That'd be like, he is the greatest the world has ever known. I love it.
I don't want to give it to him.
Because some kids, like, they advance a little faster than others, or some gravitate towards something a little bit better. So yeah, I'm curious. You guys got anything? Like, you're like, you know what? We've always thought that he does it pretty good or pretty shitty. Or,
well, it's hard because we don't have, well, Dave and I don't have comparisons.
Sure you like, do. You, sure you
no,
do.
No, 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 no.
Yeah. You really have other kids in your life. You have daycare kids that are similar. You have lots of stuff like.
Adam doesn't go anywhere with kids.
Yeah, we don't go anywhere.
Yes, you do. You know of kids. You know kids in your world. It doesn't have to be a comparison between other kids. It could be, you know what? My kid's really good at the letter Q. For some fucking reason, he loves the letter Q. He knows 18 words with the letter Q. It could be something like that. That's what I'm asking it for. I'm not being like, is he a Mozart? I'm just saying, what is it? I'll give you an example. Adonis is really fucking good at on telephones right now. I don't know why. He should not be as good as he is, but he's really fucking good on telephones, especially when I compare him to like Leanne.
Does he have the gift of the gab as recorded by his mother?
No, he fucking scrolls through pictures and like watches videos and shit. And
not telephone.
Pulls up. Yeah, it is. That's literally what you do on a telephone more than you talk to people. And he likes to send emojis to people. So.
Really?
Yes.
He memes it up? I ain't never got a meme from Leander.
You have not been on the right list then because he sent a whole bunch out.
Griff has my memory on things. Like, he'd be like, hey, remember that time when we were driving down the road and we saw that car, and that car was that orange car, and then right next to that orange car was that semi that had like 8 logs on it, and then we thought the logs were going to fall off, and then mom talked about that movie where the logs fell off and smashed into the car. Or like, I don't remember that, but that sounds like something we would do.
Alright.
Because she would be like, oh, whenever we see a log truck, we think of the scene from Final Destination. We always comment, oh, just think of those logs fell off and started flying through and smashed everyone's cars up. But he'll remember stuff the same way I remember things when I'm like, hey, why don't you guys remember that part in that movie that I talked about that one time?
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, it's ridiculous, like, his recall when it comes to stuff like that. Like, he'll see one show, and they'll be like, he'll be able to, like, you just start verbatim, like, talking, like, the characters having the conversation. You're like, I guess I didn't pay that much attention to that, sir. Next time I'll pay more attention.
All right, that's a good example. And it doesn't have to be limited to one if you guys got additional ones or anything. That's cool, too.
Evan is reading and math, like,
so quiet,
like, off the charts.
Like math charts?
Yeah, like way up there. Like he's got his the ability that he has to do math in his head is just crazy. He's going to be one of those kids where he's going to be like, I know the answer, and you're asking me to show my work, but I don't know how to get there. I just know it.
Gotcha. Okay.
And reading, he's at least 4 to 5 levels higher than what a normal kid his age would be.
He should be able to freaking add up dice pretty quickly eventually, then.
He does when we play games with dice.
Yeah, you should start doing that. You should just start throwing dice.
He's ready. I'm trying to put something together. He said he wants to start learning how to play Dungeons and Dragons. So
not till after your fucking chores. Go do your chores.
Right?
Jesus. You gotta finish your homework first.
Oof. Then I should not be playing my Dungeons and Dragons because I never do my homework.
That is true. I'm trying to think here. Very difficult.
Oren's probably really good at like having grandmas. He's probably really good at having like that a shit ton true. Of grandmas, right?
He's probably really good at riding on the back bikes.
Ooh, that is true. Cool. No, because last time he's like, when we were on the back of the bike, he's like, wee, left, right, left, right. And I'm like, dude, you can't be doing that while we're going.
Like, yeah, I can. I just did it.
We're gonna fall.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What did you say about Logan, Dave?
Logan's a good storyteller.
Okay.
He knows how to tell a good story.
Okay, so he's a good liar. I understand.
Liar dice. All right. Let's see. Oren really likes to ride on a strider, and he can go like so far, balancing on two wheels.
What is a strider?
It's a bike without wheel or pedals.
A bike without wheels. Holy shit! Without that's wheels. Awesome.
So he does good at that.
Bike without strider was that guy pedals? Who is also called Aragorn. Like if he was riding strider, that would be pretty cool,
right? I'm trying to think what else. Bike? So far, oh, so. I see. The other day, we got this storybook of, like, 50 spooky, scary fairy tale type things. The kid has not gotten scared yet or had a dream, or a nightmare. So, and these are, like, fucking scary-ass shit, like Baba Yaga, and fucking, like, skeletons and corpses and pretty interesting stuff for 4-year-olds.
Yeah, definitely.
So he's a robot.
He might be. He's pretty good with the emotional intelligence.
Right, yeah, I think that has to. Yeah, it depends on like if you've said like none of this stuff is real, and he can separate it really well.
Might be it.
But that is an individual. That is an individual
right, yeah.
thing. I mean, you like you might say your whole life, none of this is real. It's fine. But if they have an imagination that makes it real, then they're going to make it real.
Right,
you know,
right,
so.
Yeah.
Like 3 days later, we get, like, why did that corpse attach to the back of the person, and he kept on talking to him? I'm like, what? How the fuck do you remember that?
He had to guide him through the cemetery. Everybody knows that.
So what do you do on a strider? Do you, like, just push it and then, like, glide for a bit, or?
Yeah, he glides, like, I don't know, 200 feet on that thing.
Okay. Just curious.
You should probably get a couple of those for your kids because they're fucking awesome.
But, yeah.
I think you should get a bike that's like $6,700, but it holds like 5 people.
That is so a good idea.
You put like the boys, Amy, and then Amy will be out of town that day, but then she will bring Stephanie back with her, and they'll just have you ride them around.
I actually saw a bike look pretty cool. It was not $6,700; it was $6,900, and you actually could physically put your entire house onto it. It balanced really well, and then you just ride your house around. So that might be what you're referring to.
That's
cool. All right, cool. See. Thanks for telling me. I was just curious because you know, you start to notice things. Aptitude, I guess, is a good word. Like, what do they get their aptitude for? Especially, like, Persephone had completely different stuff than Adonis and Leander, and Adonis has completely different stuff than Leander, and Leander has, you know, so it's kind of cool. I'm curious what you noticed it in your own children. But besides that, what's going on in the world? Besides Crusader Kings, which is really fun.
I've been slowly watching, dude. You gotta up the blood and the sexing in
those
videos.
Blood. There's no blood.
Yeah, I know.
There's no blood. But let me tell you my favorite story so far from Crusader Kings 3. So the one playthrough I had, the old dude, the very first count, he was an asshole. He's really good at deception and seducing and blackmailing, and he was awesome. And late in his life, he seduced a girl, and he fathered two children with them, two girls. But he didn't acknowledge them, so nobody ever knew they were his, of his line. Fast forward to, 20 years later, where his oldest child, a boy, is looking for a wife. And he's just looking, he's scrolling through the countryside, and he's like, she is extremely beautiful, because she has the beautiful trait. I think I will mate with her.
Now, hey, stepsister.
Now, here's the thing. You don't know in-game, like, there's no reason that character would know that that's his sister. It doesn't say anyway, it's a different house, etc., etc. But when you click on it, the game says, warning, this may result in inbreeding. You'll get the inbred trait.
Does it do that for every character, though?
No.
Like, warning? Okay.
No, not at all. So I said, well, I know it could get an inbred trait, but this character wouldn't know that. So send the ring. And he married her, and they had five kids, I think. But none of them got the inbred trait, so it was all good. It was pretty fun.
No big ears or like...
No. They were perfectly fine. Yeah.
See, it would have been better if they didn't tell you that.
Well, that's what I mean. I kind of wish the game wouldn't tell you, because
right.
The only way you would know is to keep track of that character, which you can do. You can pin the character and be like, oh, wait, that never mind there.
Right. Like if you would have done that, like if the game should know, like if you pin something, it knows, oh, you pinned it. And then it would bring it up. But if you didn't pin it, it would be something, and it would be cooler later if, like, something happened where, you know, they go like, hey, you know, I never knew my father, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I never knew my father either. And all of a sudden you're like, the character also goes like, oh, you go like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Is it possible? And then you're like, no, it's not possible. And then you're like, oh, fuck, but what if it is?
Yeah.
What if it is?
They were talking on Kevin Smith's podcast about movies where relationships should or should not have happened. And Mark brought up, you know, Star Wars would have been a lot different if in A New Hope they'd went all the way. Leia didn't just kiss Luke; they hooked up, and then later on found out they're brothers and sisters, which would have changed the dynamic.
It definitely would have changed it.
Right. Okay. Just for a second, like I'm going to go down this thing a little bit here. So, in Jedi, or you know, or in that whole series, like we found out, like, you know, episode one said, like, hey, midichlorians, right? It's a genetic thing, it's a thing where your body has them and it produces the force. Somewhere in that massive universe, there had to have been a group. I don't know what they were doing, but they were basically Bene Gesserits trying to create a super being with all the midichlorians.
Yeah.
That would be a good movie.
It's actually one of my long-term goals for Crusader Kings, because if you get all five congenital traits passed down to you, you can attempt to purify the bloodline. And then you can marry direct siblings without fear of inbreeding and such. And you get a much bigger chance of inheriting those good traits. So it's really, it seems really hard, but it's definitely worth the effort.
See, they could do that. See, that would be cool if Paradox did that. Like, you find out Paradox went in, and they were like, oh, cool, here's what we're doing. We actually teamed up with fucking Dune, and we're going to let you play the Bene Gesserits, right? And we're going to breed off various people, and you're playing behind the scenes, right? You don't want them to know that you're slowly manipulating things. Like, when they said like, the Sisterhood sent people to, you know, Arrakis 2,000 years ago so that they could get them to believe in the prophecy of Muad'Dib coming, you know, a prophecy of a savior, so that when he did show up, he could rule. They're like, you're seeding in prophecies and all that stuff and purifying bloodlines and doing interesting things like that.
Yeah, somebody could definitely come up with a mod.
Right,
Paradox
exactly.
Games are very moddable, so I'm sure somebody that wanted to put the time in could do that.
Right, and then you could have the fun stuff where it's like, oof, it's a 99% chance that they're going to produce a female heir and seal the breach. Oof. But I'm saying the Duke that they married is, he's got a really high persuasion. Like, he got her to produce a male heir. Oh, shit, that fucked up the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
All your hard work.
That's what happened. It's true.
See? Whoever listening, Paradox, you feel free. Send me some money. But
some royalties.
Right. I know I'm not the first person to think about it, but I am the one. I may have been. Maybe I'm in this universe. I am. But in the multiverse. Stepsister, yeah. Stepsister. She got stuck in the line. She got stuck in the washing machine.
Washing
machine. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Stepsister, no. Yeah, biggest thing. Mandalorian season 2 trailer. It was fucking good, dude. It was real good.
I'm telling ya.
It looks like we're getting more. It's like it's going to be less, like, so far, we're not sure, but it looks like it's going to be less individual kind of vignettes about his adventures and more of a larger continuing story, every episode continuation, as opposed to, hey, cool, I'm on this planet, I'm hiding. Ooh, cool.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because they might go, we haven't really seen a timeline, right? So we don't know where, let me take that back. We know that Ahsoka's in there, and if she's in there, this is towards the end, right before Order 66 happens. So this could be just before or after Order 66. So she's trying to hide, right?
Well, we know it takes place after the first season, and we know Order 66 takes place before A New Hope.
There's a timeline out there.
Right.
Well,
and this is after the fall. This is after
the fall of the Republic.
Right.
Hmm.
Oh, this is actually.
It's between.
It'll be between Revenge of the
Between Return and.
Right. Yeah. So it's at the end, the other end, Adam.
Yeah.
It's 5 years after the fall. Basically 5 years after Return of the Jedi.
No, it can't be.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yeah. It's 25 years before the rise of the First Order.
Huh.
Yeah, because they talk about Imperial credits not being worth anything and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that could have been just...
That's exactly what Dave said is the timeline he said it takes place in.
I'll have to watch it again. I
don't think it's like in your face. You gotta deduce it.
Right. You basically say, like, all the basically guys, basically commanders of various brigades, and all the Imperials are now, like, warlords, because they have, like, you know, we have 80 guys under my command. I have fucking TIE fighters and shit. I have some equipment.
Well, so the credit thing, they're on the outskirts of the universe, so they don't necessarily take those Imperial credits, but...
Sure, but yeah, no, there's lots of other stuff that, I mean, even from the last episode when the one dude was there, and he's like, I got a TIE fighter, look at me, woo!
Well, the important thing out of that...
And a darksaber, dude.
Yeah. That he had the darksaber.
That wasn't very important.
That's the... Oh, I'm sorry, it was.
No, it's important if you like cartoons. Other than that, it's not fucking important at all.
It's important because whoever holds the Darksaber is in charge of the Mandalorians.
Oh, yeah, so then how come he didn't just say, hey, go away, I'm in charge of you, because it didn't happen, what's up?
Right.
He rightfully rules Mandalore.
Yeah, I do like that if you want to roll into your second season with a badass who's going to be a main antagonist, you get Giancarlo Esposito. Because it's like, he's the main bad guy who's going to be in the season 2 of The Mandalorian, and he is one of the main bad guys in The Boys season 2. So it's like, it's basically like, hey, if you want a bad guy who's got some clout, you know, you get this guy to be your bad guy.
Yeah. So. Anybody ever look at, like, his ship and Serenity from behind look pretty close?
They do, don't they?
They look the same engine structure and stuff. Even the way it turns seems very similar.
Right.
Yeah, if you kind of flip them upside down, they do look similar, don't they? Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I can wait 30 days for this.
Well, really? I guess you will just perish without having...
The thing is, you'll wait 30 days, and then you'll wait various weeks, because it still comes out one at a time.
Yep.
Oh, I forget about that.
Yep. Which is fun, because we can talk about it every week, and Ryan will be like, I'm still watching season one, I had to catch up, remember what was happening.
Right? Right?
Like, damn season it, Ryan. One.
I'm still watching something else with Amber.
It's her birthday, and we're like, again?
It's always her birthday.
That's all good.
What else you got, Dave? Anything real good?
Well, so Wonder Woman gets pushed back again. It's now Christmas Day.
I don't even know if we're going to see these movies in December, honestly. After what happened to Tenet, they don't want to take any chances, I don't think. Assuming we don't have, like, a vaccine or theaters aren't at 100%. Because what's the other one that comes out in December?
Dune.
Yeah.
It is Dune, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see. I just, I'm not hopeful for December release dates right now.
I'm not hopeful for any release dates, period, right now.
I mean, of course, after the election, when they have the vaccine, because it's all a big conspiracy for the election, then, you know, we'll be fine. Then we can go back to theaters and stuff. But
once they inject us with that sugar water, that doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
No, once they inject us with all those fucking microchips and stuff. Not like everyone's been walking around with a fucking microchip and tracking device in your pocket for the last fucking 20 years.
But I can choose to leave it at home, but you never do. When I do, I have to turn around and go get it.
Hey, you driving around in your car? Well, yeah. Microchip in your fucking car, dummy. It tracks where you're going.
All I know is the herd mentality is what's going to save us.
That's right.
Oh, the herd mentality.
That dude, man, he gets dumber and dumber every day.
But he didn't have a series of microchips.
Why would you let him do a town hall?
Because he thinks when you surround yourself with people saying you're amazing, and you think everybody thinks you're amazing, and when you go out to a place where people don't think you're amazing, you're like, what the fuck just happened? I thought I was amazing.
Right.
That was kind of the news that came out at the end of last week. The other item I had was HeroQuest board games coming back. In some sort of iteration. Big announcement is set for Tuesday, next Tuesday, the 22nd. I don't know. I mean, I didn't play much of it as a kid. I've always heard about it. So I don't know about you guys, but did you guys ever play a lot of it?
I'm sure. I don't remember which one it was. I get them mixed up with all the other... There was a few, like, D&D ones, like, out there. I have to look it up. HeroQuest.
Yeah. I did. I thought it was super fun. Just because it... You basically didn't have to worry about the character sheets and shit like that. Because it's like you had the character cards.
Yeah.
Like, this guy can get hit more. This guy can do more damage. This guy can attack at range. This guy can't. Okay. Cool. Gain the treasure. Now I have the treasure card. This does this. This is... Okay, cool. Yeah. And, yeah. And then it would... Like the randomness and stuff, because there's a which path you go down. Oop, that path's blocked. You know, okay. So I thought that was pretty fun.
I do remember it was like one of my steps into D&D. Like I was reading the modules from the library, and then that game seemed basically D&D. So I was like, I think I asked for it for one of my birthdays. I think it was that one. I don't know. I have a very distinct memory of taking my birthday money, going into Toys R Us in...
Brooklyn Park.
No, no, no. What's north of... goddamn. Right next to... Northtown. There was one up near Northtown. North... You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
there was one there, and I have a distinct memory of going in there, looking for it specifically. I think it was Hero Quest. Might have been a different one. And purchasing it with my birthday money. And being extremely excited to play alone in my bedroom.
I think we all did stuff like that.
Because all my friends were too cool for that stuff.
Well, they were probably out playing hoops.
Football?
Or... hoops
question mark
basketball?
Yes, definitely basketball.
But yes, I thought the game was fun. It's, and I mean, it was a Games Workshop. I think Games Workshop.
Yes,
that sounds right. Yep.
Started with Games Workshop, and now it's with Hasbro.
Right.
So
it flipped to Hasbro.
Yes.
Huh.
I'm sure they needed money and they sold it, the brand off.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because I think it was Milton Bradley.
It was Milton Bradley. Yep.
But yeah, I thought it was a fun game. I thought it was cool. You know, like, ooh, I'm the barbarian. I remember the commercials where it's all like, ooh, the barbarian, the dwarf, the elf. It's like, yeah, everyone was just. The barbarian was his race, but the elf and the dwarf were definitely elf and dwarf. Because they were just like, your race is your class.
Yeah, it was first edition stuff.
Yeah. But, it was really fun. Like,
I think I have a box in my closet somewhere.
A box.
Adam.
Request.
Did you know that we are doing a 9-week campaign in Ryan's garage?
Why 9 week?
Well, it was supposed to, I set it up for 8 weeks, and then people were slow, so it turned into 9 weeks. But the whole point was to make it an 8-week kind of thing, just set while the pandemic's going on, because it'll be over in, you know, after November, then we don't have to worry
about
it. Right. And then move on from there. But did you know this? Did you know that we're doing this?
No.
Oh.
No, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
No. What kind of characters is everybody?
You know what? I'm glad you asked. I was actually hoping maybe Dave's could give you a little primer on what's happening in the campaign and what characters, classes they are, and stuff like that, just to keep things a little fresh on what we're talking about.
Okay. Cool. So basically, we were tasked.
Back this shit up.
What?
Back it up. Back it up.
To what? To what?
What kind of character are you?
Just wait. That's the whole explanation. We were asked. We were asked by Chris. Wait. Yes.
Wait. You're going into the story already.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Going in the pre-story story.
What?
We're talking session zero right here.
What the hell happened?
Okay. Chris asked us to make a background for a character with no classes and no levels. So basically make a background that had who you were, what you did, basically the stuff, without saying a specific class. I didn't pick a race either. I chose a race after because I was like, I thought a race was cool after. So it's like I created a backstory where I had no race, no class, no effect, no level of what right around what I did. I just kind of based a background, and then we basically sent them Chris, whatever, and then basically we got there, and we woke up in a desert with, like, an egg-shaped thing around us that was all damaged and stuff like that. We were basically just, like, thrown on the desert with no... We felt all weak and powerless, and basically there were...
And naked,
and there was basically...
And afraid? Were you afraid?
Yes. Some of us were. Ryan was aggressive. But basically we had like holes. Well, they weren't holes. They were like indentions of a various number in our chest and across our abdomen. And in examining these, like, examining this egg, there was all these various jewels of 8 different colors and various symbols of 5 different symbols, like a star, onk, dot, foot, and fist.
Yep.
And let basically, it.
Let me stop you right there.
Yep.
Was this world called Athens or Athos?
We don't know what the world is called.
Is there really? Is there a mountain range to the west that you can't go across because it's very dangerous? And there are rumors of like dragons over there that'll kill you.
We didn't get that far because we were more worried about us being weak as fuck, and we realized that you could put these various stones in various colors and symbols into yourself. 3 colors, 3 symbols, right? And you would gain abilities and strengths in stats based on like what combination of what colors and what symbols you put in.
And
basically,
letters.
It was...
Don't forget the letters.
Oh, and letters, yes, letters. There was letters that would represent... Like, that one was the easiest to figure out, where it's like the amount of armor you have, like, not proficiencies, but, like, your body would be naturally armored, like, but you would be slower. So... Which was interesting. So we tried out various combinations. There was, like, they weren't buttons, but there were, like, little symbols on the back of your neck that you could press them. You would go catatonic for an hour, but all the symbols, all the stuff would fall out of you. But then you could re-put in different combinations to do different things. So we put in combinations of things to try and... We went down over this hill and stuff, and there were some bullywogs, and Mickey had sex with some.
Oh, gross, Mickey.
Yeah, we know.
Mickey,
and
seriously.
Yes, and we found stuff to fix our little like egg like craft of. We kind of powered it up. It said, what did it say? 2?
1.
1. It said 1. Shut off. Boom. Pff, catatonic. Woke up. Similar thing happened. Our stuff wasn't in our chest. We woke up in a different place. Similar.
Same place, different time, it seemed.
We think different time. We think different place. We weren't 100% sure on how we were traveling at that point in time. We didn't figure out until later until we found the village, similar village, with people that were half bullywog, half human, well, half elf,
yeah.
Half bullywog, that, like, we had gone somewhat into the future. And basically, and we've been trying to figure out who we are and what we are, and slowly putting these things in. And basically, over time, we figured out that we are basically imprinted Modrons from Mechanus. Like, basically, has the soul people. Our original bodies had died, and our soul was taken and put over onto Modrons, and. Which was interesting, because, like, we had, like, some modern abilities and stuff like that. Like, we realized that we never felt hungry or needed to eat. And then we realized that we could, like, hover around real slow. It was pretty fun.
I didn't mute that, did I?
And Ryan...
Oh, I thought I did. Sorry.
And, like, Ryan's guy is, like, real... Like, he thinks that there's destiny and stuff like that, and it's really weird that he would think that.
The whole goal was we were designed as a test to eradicate free will. But somehow it got messed up because we're like, no,
right.
Screw that.
Because we're doing whatever we want anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Ryan's trying to figure out his destiny, how many Back to the Future jokes have been made?
Right. Ryan doesn't make Back to the Future jokes. He doesn't. I don't even know if he understands that movie is real, but
I've never seen that movie.
So
Ryan's here.
Good
to see you. Good to see you, Ryan.
You didn't hear the.
Boop. It's almost if you got Back to the Future. But so
my combination is black brown, 2 feet and a fist, with an L.
Right.
And somehow that translated into some sort of fighter rogue or rogue fighter or something. That's where I'm concentrating. So
yeah. Once we got the little egg thing figured out, at least somewhat, like we figured out like how to decipher what each of the stones and symbols did. But
I'll say you did a lot of work up front to decipher all that. And then
that was just me doing math, though. And I thought Ryan would have done that, but Ryan didn't. Ryan played his character so well that he basically... Ryan's guy is from the South, and he hates Northerners, and he wants the South to rise again.
Pretty much. But later on, we did find out that there's this blue button we can push, and this lady will come and tell us what everything is.
Right.
But that was later.
So, and then we're finding these really powerful magical items, like, called relics. And I haven't 100% figured out, but I figured that there is a good weapon, which Dave now has. There was an evil weapon, which Mickey has. I think it's evil. I'm going to play it as evil. There's a chaotic weapon, or a chaotic belt that I'm wearing. And Ryan is still really hoping that there's some sort of bow somewhere in the world waiting for him to give him powers. And basically, we're on a place now where there's Goliaths, but they're really they're really like more rocky kind of Goliaths, and they just like they seem to war every single night, and then their souls disappear into this cauldron, and then
along with my hand,
along with Dave's hand, because he stuck his hand in this cauldron, and his hand is gone, or her hand, hand.
We needed diamonds to power up our egg,
right? And then, and then. Yeah, and so basically they're just fighting. They're really, like, super, super strong. And we're just not, like, we just sat there and talked about crap the whole time and didn't further any plot whatsoever. We just, like, flew around, threw some spells at some guys, talked to some people, said, hey, can we have some diamonds? And they're like, no. We didn't do much of anything. It was pretty fun. And then Ryan's all like, I need it. I need this item. It will turn into a bow, the most powerful bow. But yeah, it's been really fun because it's been a lot of figuring things out, like you have ideas and stuff like that. And it's... I've been trying my best to go like, to not think of what Dave knows about things and how Dave figures things out versus what my guy figures out. Because my guy's like... He knows a lot of stuff. He doesn't know a shit ton about planes and stuff like that, so why would he know about planes? But it's cool. It kind of seems like Asgard a little bit, where it's like, you know, the whole, like, everyone fights, they die, they're reborn, they're like, so. But yeah, it's been really fun. I like it a lot. But Ryan believes in true destiny. The destiny of the Southern people rising again to reclaim what's white.
I believe we have a mission.
White, not what's right. What's white.
We have a mission. We're just trying to do the mission. I want to complete the mission for truth.
Yeah. So I've been having a good time. It's fun. And now I feel we're locked into the combination that we have picked, which is cool. So. I don't think I missed a lot. I missed probably. I could have given you more plot, but I think I gave a pretty good overview.
Did Adam ask what was going on in the game or something?
I did. It sounded pretty cool.
Well, I knew what you were talking about. I didn't know how it originated.
Obviously. Hi, Chris going, hey, Adam, totally Adam, you know we play D&D still, right?
Chris was...
8-week, 9-week...
We were yes-anding, and... That was what was going on.
Yeah, I meant no attack on Adam for that. I was simply pointing out that we've been in Ryan's garage doing fun stuff, and that it was supposed to revolve around a 5-player game. There was like 5 relics at first, but you know, the last one was actually supposed to tie everybody together. But there's not 5 people, so I mean that's life. But anyways, hey Ryan, how you doing, buddy?
There it is.
I was holding a ball, a big ball. I was going to toss it to you. Ready? Get your hands up, D2. Here it comes. Gotta catch it.
Ryan, you missed the opening salvo of questions, which was, what are your children good at? Like, what do they have?
Abnormally good.
Well, what do they have a predilection for, kind of? Or they seem, you know how, like, you were naturally drawn towards ants and math, and other people are drawn towards normal, cool stuff. What are your kids generally? Do you notice anything yet? Or something that they're like, you know what? Leo really fucking latched on to the letter Q early. He could pronounce it. He could do a lot of shit with it. You know, that kind of stuff.
Ave 2's kid really latched on to Boy Scouts.
Yep.
And he's good at whittling.
Or just personality stuff. Like things that are like, oh, I've noticed this in that person.
Yeah.
Leo's got a really active imagination. And that sounds like a common thing, but like he really gets into like stories and like he really likes myth and stuff. Like he likes like the Avatar. Like he pays a lot of attention and he thinks it's really cool. Like he really thinks it's exciting. Now this isn't like a sort of skill per se, but I think it's like a cool thing when someone's like can really enjoy something he's really good at.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. Yeah.
Yeah. He's really good at that, and he also he's pretty good and enjoys like parkour for crazy like random porn. Like athletic porn. Stuff, but not sports stuff, like jumping off shit and climbing shit and like, you know, like non-regimented athletics.
Okay.
My instant answer for Leo and June. She is very good at focusing and practicing and trying to get good at things. Like soccer, she's gotten really good at, but I think the skill there is that she like tries, and she's a try hard. No. And no.
You don't want to be a try hard.
I don't get that.
I don't know why either.
But she, like, I think her real skill is that there is that she like works at it and like thinks about how to improve and, you know, show.
Right.
Yep. I would say that. She's also really enjoys reading. She reads a lot independently. That's a thing that is unique. She'll read a bunch of stuff.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
what was the impetus? I'm guessing there's some story like it brought this up that was interesting. That.
No.
Is this the Adonis? Is OP at video games?
No, I use that as an example afterwards. But the whole point was I want to be able to create a universal van that I can abduct your children, and I need to have like things set up in that van. So I'm gonna have like a parkour studio set up. And
if you said, "Hey, you want to come to my parkour park and check out all my cool Avatar posters or something."
Yeah.
Like that works pretty good.
I'm going to have like a Strider bike with some other stuff. Or I'm going to be like, oh my, with a lot of moms.
Just a ramp.
A lot of grandmas.
Really long, like 200 feet long. When Adam goes like, kid can go for like 200 feet. So it's like 190. And just like, he's like, all right. He's like, all right. Oh, good job. And just a ramp that rolls up to the van. And the van goes,
it's going to be great. I can't wait. Just books everywhere, so everyone who loves books will be like, oh my god, I love those books and stuff. And I'm going to take your children and blackmail you for ransom money. It's going to be great.
Got it.
I actually think Dave's kids are probably really good at Zoom meetings.
Every kid's going to be a right, fucking
like, you're right. Like Dave's always good at Zoom meetings. He's like, hey, what's up, everybody? Yeah, I'm totally paying attention. What's that? Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm not watching things over on this other monitor. I'm sorry.
No, that's when you turn off your video.
Right. Oh, no. Actually, if you just put the Zoom meeting on the other monitor and the camera's still on the monitor, you're watching the show, and you're like, yep. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, I do agree with that. I think insurance is a great thing.
I don't multitask by doing that. No, not at all.
All right, well, yeah. I got nothing else. What do you guys got?
Whoa.
Anything else?
Adam's got a lot of stuff. He's talking about Strider. He's ball like, tips. Aragorn is great. Ball sacks.
Ball sacks?
Yeah, Balzac, you know, like the philosopher.
No, No, tell me more.
Okay. He was really into keen observation of detail and unfiltered representation of society.
Based on this Wikipedia page, I'm
Wikipedia page, right? Right. He is regarded as one of the founders of realism in European literature. I'm surprised you didn't know that, Adam.
I didn't know that.
Well, Ryan's here, so he probably has a lot of things to talk about.
Yeah, I could talk about all kinds of shit. I could talk about the tyranny of meritocracy, if you want. I think he'd blow your mind.
Is that a Japanese thing?
I already talked about that. I proved you wrong.
Hey,
so, no, we talked about that. No, here's what happened. Actually, that is interesting. What happened is, like, you should watch this podcast. And you said, nope, not going to do it. That was our conversation.
No, and then you went into more, and I was like, here's why that's wrong. Here's why it sucks. And you were like, I think you're right, Chris. I'll move on with my life.
I'm pretty sure that last part didn't happen. No, but the first part definitely happened. I was like, you should check this out. I'll send you the link. You're like, not going to listen to it. Like, but don't you listen to podcasts all the time? Yep, but not your stupid ones. Those, like, are actually verbatim what was said. And Chris is laughing because of how true it is.
I'm laughing because you admitted the most important part, which was, you're right, Chris, I'm sorry, I'll get a better life.
I never have.
Ryan?
Yes, sir.
Has your work been affected by the stepping down of Xi Jinping?
Not that I'm aware of.
He would be the closest one, you're right.
I'm just curious, because, you know, politics and everything is affecting us
Japan? He works for Japan, so it's close enough.
He works for...
What?
So...
It's funny.
We broke Adam. Right. End recording now.
Hey, Adam, do you ever listen to our podcast?
What podcast?
The one about fucking the tyranny of free will or whatever the shit Ryan was talking about. No, our podcast.
The one that we're on right now?
Yeah. No, our other podcast where we talk about anal sex all the time. Of course this one.
Dude, that's Wednesdays. That's a Wednesday podcast.
No, how many episodes are we on now?
Like, I've never listened to one. But I always listen to the ones where I'm not there, just because I like to hear you guys.
I probably should. Wait, the one that you weren't there because one of them didn't get recorded.
Yeah. Well, I actually didn't watch that one. It just there was no audio. the reason why I ask is because Dave. Two might be taking over the 3D mantle, the 3D printing mantle from you, and I'm a little concerned. He's enrolling classes and he's purchasing.
He's been doing all kinds of shit, man. He's got his figures. He's downloaded the shit from various places.
Are you done with school? Are you a graduate?
I haven't got my papers filled out yet.
Not fucking what I asked. In your heart, are you a graduate?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's fucking huge. We need to have a graduation party. I'll buy you prizes. Mm-hmm. All your family bring you $100.
What? That's dumb.
That's what happens when you graduate. Every family member brings you $100.
Did you get papers? Is it like some sort of communist Russia thing where, like, let me see your papers? graduation papers, I'm aware of.
He still has to submit all the paperwork to say, yep, look, I finished everything.
That'll never happen. He just doesn't do it.
You basically graduate when you're done, and then you write it on your resume, and nobody ever checks it.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Pretty sure, because... Right? I mean, it's important, but it's not like paperwork.
So, if I set up a graduation party for you, are you going to come?
The wife tried to do that, and I said, we're not doing that.
Why?
Why?
Stop stalling. Yes, why?
Okay,
I'm not interested. Wait a minute.
It's not about you. It's about us celebrating you, you motherfucker.
So it sounds like
it's not about you. It's about us.
Is comfortable with people getting together.
Oh, she's not.
If she was going to throw a party for you. That's all
she wasn't. She wasn't. I was kidding.
Oh, a little bit of Wasaranga backtrack there.
I could see it.
That's not even a word.
It'd be social distance with people that they already see periodically.
Do we just need to drive by like in honk? Yay!
Yeah, we should like toilet paper his house. Yep. That seems like a thing you used to do around graduation time. Way back.
What?
TP. Throw toilet paper over the house.
You for know graduation? Turnaround's fair play there, yeah. Chief.
What the fuck are
there's
you talking
way, there's way more of us, though.
What do you think that is? What do you think? Like,
okay, all right.
It's like when you celebrate your high school friends, something.
All right.
Might include toilet papering their home.
No! So, what kind of friends did you have in high school?
Right, Ryan, all right. I'm feeling
toilet,
this.
Toilet paper friends.
I'm feeling this all right, Ryan. All right, Chris.
Boom. How do I
the rest
that?
Of you, not Adam. Adam, don't listen to this part. How about we turn a 9-week campaign into a 10-week campaign? Tuesday, we all get ready. We all drive our own vehicles with our over to Adam's house with some toilet paper that we got from Ryan's, and we just and just wail it over his house.
Oh, you know what we could do? If we're going that way, we can, yep. like, for old time's sake, break into his house and rearrange his furniture again, because that was super fun, and then take a picture of us licking the furniture. Like, just, like, pictures. That'd be pretty good.
We got a couch. It's pretty heavy compared to the old one.
Holy shit, man.
Is that part of the requirement?
Just like, that's the stopping point. Hey, they moved that couch.
We need a heavier couch, Adam. We need a heavier couch. It's been on our list, but now that I've seen it move before, we're just going to have to get a new one. This one needs to be two
It's not
tons.
Like the dog is going to stop. The dog ain't going to stop us.
Ryan, what company do you work for? Honda or something? Which Japanese company is it?
Toro.
Hitachi.
It's the vibrator company.
Yeah, well, yes. I just pulled this article. Hitachi buys controlling interest in its Charmin. So I'm starting. What the fuck, dude? This is bullshit.
No wonder.
Buy more toilet paper. Charmin's the best for TPing houses. That's all I'm saying.
How many houses have you TPed, and what was the motivation behind it? Two part question.
400.
Two part question, sir.
two ply question.
That's good. I like that.
Ryan, can you tell me a little history of Hitachi?
Sure.
Don't look
Hitachi
at the Wikipedia page. Don't listen to the translation.
Multinational
conglomerate. Do not listen to the translation.
I'm just doing the Dave move.
Right. It was
Wikipedia and reading it.
It was founded in 1910 by electrical engineer Namahe Odiara in the Ibaraki Prefecture. Interesting.
They didn't quiz him on that. They just quizzed him on, like, how to bow properly and stuff whenever he interacts
Actually,
with...
I did watch a video with the founder and stuff like that.
I remember you telling me that you're like, I know how to bow properly now, and I know that Americans are stupid, so now I'm going to move on.
Dude, you watched the video with the founder?
Well, a video that showed the founder.
Okay, because I was going to say, he's been dead for 70 years.
What? Right, it's an old video. It was an old video.
He's being kept alive by Hitachi technology.
He's like...
Yeah, he's all like, kind of wires on him. He's like,
all
right.
He's all like, as you can see, my genitals are powered by the most powerful Hitachi vibrators.
Did the founder have to join with other founders in the Great Lake?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Don't worry. You can watch The Boys season 2 on his butt, because he has a TV implanted in there. Because it's Hitachi.
Let me show you this. This is the highest pixel density that any ass on the planet has ever been.
Is it an ass, or is it a picture of an ass? You can't tell, because the pixels are so amazing.
And this vision of like
vision
a bike.
Doesn't even find any of this funny. This is great.
Wait. I had this vision of Ryan with Hitachi and his butt just vibrating because he put it between his cheeks and it goes.
I feel like how. I really don't know what's going on right now for the most part.
We're picturing your founder and lover.
Why am I always a lover with the founder of whatever company I work for? I think that's a strange thing that you guys immediately go to. Like,
I love triangle between Hitachi, Michael Dell, and Ryan Thomas.
Yeah. Hitachi is going to be, I shall tell you, Ryan, and also bust the door. And you're like, Michael Dell, and he's like, I've come to take you back. And he's like, you You shall not take my most powerful programmer. I shall defeat you.
Because he has a katana, because he's Japanese.
Right, because he's Japanese. And Michael Dell says, you have a katana, I have more of the same.
That's pretty good, actually.
It's a good weapon, more of the same. Whatever you have, he also has.
He also has. So it's like, oh, another katana. And it's like, oh, shit, it's a katana as well.
A shitty version of it, but, you know, it's more of the same.
It just doesn't work.
You got more of them, though, and they're cheaper. Right. So, you know.
They're more and cheaper, right? see? It was glad Ryan got to show up.
I was thinking we should... I don't know if you talked about some possibilities for a spell too far, and potentially the picking the most underrated spell of some sort of pool. You know, a spell that might get overlooked, but is better than you think. That would be an interesting topic for future discussion.
Like healing self?
That's actually just straight bad.
Like Liam's Tiny Hut?
Mm-hmm. That would be a good example, but you've made it almost irritating to talk about now.
Yeah,
you love it
and
so
much. We've done it so much that nothing's new anymore. Like, do you guys want to talk about Adam's Tiny Hut again? I've renamed it because it's obviously just Adam's Tiny Hut.
I love that tiny hut. The only way to get in is to dig underneath.
I don't mind that. I thought animate object was a good idea. Seems like there's a lot of good possibilities there.
Right, I think so too. I think that's a fun spell. Ryan, what do you think?
Sure.
All right. Next time.
Sounds good. Think of your best animate object uses and stuff as per the spell, not just like whatever you feel like doing. I animate the moon to crush your face. Like, that's not how a spell works. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what friggin' Leo told me. He said, I animate the moon to crush your face just like that cartoon did.
Right. Just like they did. Like when the blind girl in Avatar can control rocks and the moon was made of rock, the moon, she controls the moon.
The moon's made of cheese. Everybody knows. Or ribs. One of the two.
Ribs.
Ribs.
See, Ryan?
I'm fucking hungry. God damn.
Go get some ribs.
Your mama.
Jamama ribs?
Don't need
some ribs.
Might get food.
You need ribs, though. Everybody knows that.
You know what's interesting? Yeah. I'll tell you what's interesting. Meat has a really low caloric value. Like, most meat is very low in calories when it's just meat.
High in protein.
Yeah, like you eat, like say I eat a round steak or round, I don't remember what the fuck it's called, but the cheap steak. And I eat like two of them. It's like 650 calories, which is super, super low compared to like two cookies. I don't know why.
I think it's a fat content thing because a burger patty the size of a cookie is probably as much calories as the cookie or more. Because it's fatty meat usually. That's fact, but the cuts that are lean, I agree. But it's about, I think the fat content is where it can blow up. That's true.
I'm not sure what I think about that. I don't know if that's true. Because hamburgers aren't as bad as you think as well. As long as you don't put ketchup and mustard and stuff on them and buns.
No. How much do you think a quarter pound hamburger is? Yeah.
Four ounces?
What do you think? What are you going to say?
I'd say 210.
Ground beef, 4 ounces. I would say depends on the ratio, but I'd say 225, 250.
80-20, which is the that means 20% fat is 350, 354.
350. See, I knew it was a lot.
Jesus Christ! What the fuck, dude? God, somebody get this guy off the goddamn pot. He's too fucking aggressive and angry for this world.
Yeah.
But the big thing is it's 20 grams of protein.
That actually surprised me. What's that, Leah? Or what's that, Dave? Too?
I'll just remove friend right now.
I know. Turn him into an enemy. Fuck. Like, oh shit! Hitachi buys controlling interest in beef farms. God damn! I fucking knew it. Are you sure? 350 seems really high, actually.
Seems about right.
Well, it's technically I'm going by grams, and it's actually 4.35 ounces, so yeah, still, it's a little bit.
That's quarter pound boat, right? It's quarter pound. It just seems high, honestly, for what I would think. Well, I guess not. If you eat two of those, that's 700 calories. I guess what I'm saying is, in proportion to other shit that we eat, meat is pretty low in calories. There. That's better statement.
Sure. Sure.
Like, consider that hamburger between a set of pieces of bread or something. Like, the bread is 200 calories on itself, so.
Yes, a traditional white bun has 145. Yep, 145.
Oh.
But, yeah, and I mean, everything that, you know, just keep everything off of it. I mean, pickles, onions, all that stuff is super low, so that's good.
And as we know, mustard is nothing too.
Yep.
Oh, mustard's the best thing ever.
Yeah, mustard is, you get a fucking teaspoon, which is a fucking shit ton, 15 calories.
Yeah, mustard is nothing. That's it. That's all I got to say about meat.
Ryan hates meat though. That's okay.
No, I love meat. It's good.
Oh, you're so gay. I fucking knew it.
I love big sausages.
I fucking knew it. God damn. Like,
the longer and the harder they are, the better. But the thing is, I like in the lean meats, you can eat a lot, and they are darn low calorie.
Maybe that's what I get. I get like, basically the really thin things that are like shit. It's like beef rounds or round end beef meat or something. I don't know what it is. You cook it up, you eat it. It's fucking delicious.
I'm guessing they're pretty lean, which
it's the muscle you buy the muscles that are used most, because the muscles that have the most fat are the ones that aren't used, which are usually considered the higher quality because they're not used as much because you don't want them. But the thing is, if you prepare like the worst meats properly, that's just like all the slaves had to do. They got like, that's why they make like ribs taste so fucking good. And fucking, you know, like, pork shoulder tastes so fucking good is because they had...
Hold on, man. What the fuck just happened with the slave thing? You just ran right through that. You take the pork shoulder.
Slaves were given the worst cuts of meat. They're given the parts that, like, rich people wouldn't eat. They gave them the crap pieces.
I understand what you were saying.
And they learned that, like, how you had to prepare them... Like, if you learn how to prepare them right, you can make anything taste really good. If you, like, cook it nice and slow and get it rendered out and do a lot of good parts to it, you can make anything taste good.
Yeah, as long as you keep the sauces off. But, yeah, I agree. That makes sense. Yeah. It was confused. It was almost a Ryan statement, how you ought to eat slaves. So I didn't really understand it at first. But now I got you.
Okay. Good. Yeah. It's just like when they were like, hey, like lobsters now are considered really good. But when they first came to the country, they were like, what are these crap water bugs giving to all the prisoners? The prisoners were like, I don't know, I guess we'll eat these. And then they realized that they were really good if you soak them in butter and stuff.
Speaking of food, so on the TV's Joe Rogan podcast the other week, his guest was like, they were talking about debates, presidential debates, and they're talking about they're probably not going to happen. And his guest said, you should, like, moderate them. And TV's Joe Rogan was like, listen, they come, sit in my studio, and let me ask the questions for at least 2 hours. I'm not going to talk. There's not going to be talking points. I'm just going to fucking talk and ask questions, and I will do it. And then, like, the next day, Trump was like, I will gladly have a debate with Joe Rogan moderating. So, we might get one. I could see it happening. Probably won't happen, though, but I could see it happening.
Right, and I see him saying, I do, because it's cool. People are like, oh, you know, someone said, hey, Joe Rogan said something about you. Oh, cool. Joe Rogan's cool, right? Everyone likes that guy. I'll say yes to what that guy says. But I'm pretty sure that, like, he would, as per usual, get talked into a corner, and then just like that one guy on the town hall was all like, hey, man, you know what you're saying, make America great again.
Oh, that's why I actually think it would be fun, because you could sit there and...
Right.
Because neither of them are talking about what they're going to do. They're talking about how bad the other one is. Like, a lot of... you can't even, like, tell what some people's policies are right now. You have to go to their website, basically. Otherwise, it's just...
I'm sorry, Chris. Go ahead. It's already happened. Here's a picture of it.
I don't...
Already happened.
Oh, really? Sweet. I missed it somehow. Oh, sweet. Yeah, that'd be perfect. Glad somebody took the time to make that.
It's even in his new Airstream.
Yes, exactly. But that's what I think would be good, is because you don't give a fuck. It's like, no, what you just said makes no sense. Talk more about that. And you can't just say, oh, I gotta go, because then you look stupid. Right. You know what I mean? It's an actual... Debates are stupid because they're a minute and a half of talking points. What you need is somebody sitting there and fucking and saying like, no, wait, wait, what? Say that again. That didn't make any sense. That's what
what's weird about it is, I think it would work, but they'd have to like act differently than most politicians do when they're amongst each other. Because in that show, when they're talking, there's like a civility. Like there's a back and forth and the expectation that, you know, nobody's after you. At least Joe's not after you. And so then you'd go back and forth and you pause, and if someone's like trying to say something, you give them a chance to talk. But if they didn't play nicely, and it could be a shit show on Joe Rogan just as much as anywhere else if they interrupt each other a lot. You know what I'm saying?
That's when you just say like, alright, part of the thing I want is I want control of your microphone. If you don't fucking shut up, I'm gonna hit the button and you're gonna stop talking, because this is supposed to be where we all have... Because, yeah, I remember the debates with Clinton. It was a lot of, let me talk over you kind of... And everybody does this, you know. Let me talk past my time. Let me talk over you. Let me stalk behind you and shit. So it could definitely be a shit show, you're right. But I think they could do it in a good way, because I honestly don't think they're going to have debates this year. They just won't do it.
They gotta have, if they have, all debates should have live fact-checking.
God, that'd be amazing.
Live fact checking, and then basically, if you say something false, it's like it's called out the next time. It's like, hey, actually, this is this, this, and this, and then you go like, oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke, or you could say like,
oh no, it'll be where'd you get your facts? Yeah, that site's wrong. That's that fake news. That's
I'd be like, I actually got my fact from the White House proper.
That'd be good.
But. Yes, live fact-checking would be great.
Oh, Ryan, and there's a dude named Lex Freeman on this week who's a AI guy. And maybe you know what he's talking about, but he was talking about some sort of program with computers. Ooh, are you hard yet? Where
You're just trying to get my attention.
Yeah,
he actually did.
Where,
sucker.
it's like the life or death or something, where you're either alive or you're dead. And you know you're alive if there's three things next to you that are alive, then you're also alive. And you know if you're dead.
Oh, Conway's Game of Life.
That must be it. But he was talking
cellular
about
cellular automata.
Yeah,
cellular
how you can,
automata.
You can basically create anything in existence just with this one little rule set of life or death, which I think you would find interesting because it's something that you find interesting because you like that shit.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting. Yeah. Yep. Cellular automata can make Turing complete systems.
That's what he was talking about, pretty much. Because he's an AI integration with humans expert or something. So.
That'd be interesting. I wonder how he got there. I'd be interested in how it connects to the AI conversation.
I think Joe flew him to Texas.
That's usually what happens.
Mm-hmm. Put him up in a hotel.
Oh,
he
just
COVID tested, and then that was it.
Does he have all his guests do COVID tests?
There's a doctor that does it right there beforehand.
Well, I don't know. In Texas, does he do it? Mm-hmm. No.
Same thing.
Has anybody been positive?
Positive, nobody's been positive.
Ooh. Because that'd be a little weird and awkward, because that show would be derailed. Does he have a plan B? Does he just call in and like...
He was like, if anybody, any of my friends... test positive, I'd do the same thing. I'd give him a hug, and I would quarantine myself for 2 weeks here, and I'd do podcasts remotely, like usual.
I mean, I'm saying if the guest that flew in was positive.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
If one of my guests, if usually his guests are his friends, like 90% of the time, his guests are his friends. So the other 10% are people that just he wants to meet or interesting or something. So.
I gotcha.
None of us. We're not interesting, nor are the people he wants to meet.
I don't know.
Maybe Adam.
I wonder if he's ever done like a podcast that he was all like, you know what? I didn't put that up for some reason. I guarantee someone's recorded something. He's recorded something and he's not put it up.
He said he's never put anything up that he's recorded. Other, like, there's this big shit with Spotify right now, which is kind of annoying, but whatever.
The Adam Curry one, he put up late because that was one of the first episodes he did in Texas.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't like that guy, man. I am not a fan of Adam Curry. Let me tell you, he's probably individually, he's probably a fine person, but some of his beliefs just rub me the wrong way. So.
I didn't listen to that episode yet, but
and I guess I
Adam
should,
Curry.
He was like one
Godfather
of the
podcaster.
Yeah, he's like one of the first person to ever have a podcast. They call him the Podfather.
Well, he was also like a VJ.
Yeah, he was a VJ.
He was like one of the first on there ever.
He seemed like a fine person. It's just politically we don't align. So I shouldn't say I don't like him. I don't like. Yeah, never mind. You understand what I'm saying.
Your morals. Nope. Your morals are different. We have to understand. We all have different morals. It's a long story. I'll save it for next time when you ask me what Ryan thinks, thinking that I have nothing to talk about, then I'll talk for 45 minutes. The more you think I won't talk, the more I talk.
This next segment is what Ryan thinks.
Dave, two, what is A1 behind you?
What
is behind you?
A1 is behind you. It's Amazon. It's an Amazon box.
Literally behind you is a box that says A1, and I demand to know what's in it.
Oh,
it's a box size.
Empty Amazon box.
But what was in it?
One of Logan's birthday presents.
Wait, when's his birthday?
Last Wednesday.
You forgot to give it to him. What the fuck? Get it off there.
No, that's just the empty box. He already got it.
Whatever. I'm going to go with sex toy. All right. So, A1
size
Hitachi. Yeah, nice work.
Damn it, Dave. Beat me to it. A1 size Hitachi.
Nice work. You get a discount if you ask Ryan.
Now, are we good? Or you guys got anything else? Or...
No, I was waiting for Ryan to start going like everyone has different morals.
No, I don't want to talk about morals.
Saving that for next time.
Wait, next time we're doing a spot too far.
Ryan just missed out on, you know, most of the podcast, so he had to come in and speak for a while. So.
Mm-hmm.
That happens.
You know, that's how it goes.
Are you like... talk about it later. Adam, where can people get in touch with us, baby?
Thanks, Chris. Check us out on Facebook with Geeks Next Door. Sometimes we go there. Let's see. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz. And go ahead and drop us an email about the spell too far at geeksnextdoor.ftw. That's for the win, Chris. @gmail.com.
Cool. Good job. We'll be back next week. I think. Probably.
What do you mean you think?
Some of us may, some of us might not.
Who's not going to be here?
I can't tell you.
Oh, all right. Well, bye.
Bye.
Bye.